6d5.
同心跪下来祷告。
So we'll continue down and pray together.
我们在祷告当中，求主耶稣能够带领我们今天安息日的整天的崇拜聚会。
In our prayer, let's ask God to guide the whole Sabbath day of service.
让我们能够在这里重新让我们的身心得到安息。
So that we may gain peace and rest.
并且能够重新得到力量。
And we may regain our strength.
能够在这条漫长的天国道路里面呢，能够力上加力的直奔跑到终点。
And we can have strength upon strength to go on this journey into heaven.
那我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
在这个神所赐福的安息圣日我们一起聚集在这里来学习主的道理。
And on this blessed day that granted by the Lord, we can gather together to study His words.
我们今天早上要用"当我来到会堂里"做我们学习的题目。
And so this morning, we'd like to use "When I come to the temple of the Lord" as a mutual topic.
当我们看到这个题目我们会觉得说这个题目好像给小朋友的。
And so when we see this topic, we might think this is for little kids.
好像是宗教教育里面老师在教那些幼稚班、幼年班的小朋友。
And it seems that it's the RE teachers teaching the students in the RE class.
那其实如果我们有经历过宗教教育的如果我们有经历过宗教教育的信徒就会知道。
And those members who have gone through RE, they will understand.
其实我们在宗教教育里面从小就有学过一首赞美诗哦。
So ever since we're in the RE, when we there's one hymn we will study.
这首赞美诗的内容就说当我来到会堂里。
And this hymn title is When I Come Into the Temple of the Lord.
我要轻轻慢慢走。
I have to walk slowly and gently.
大家不讲话。
And not talking.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is the house of the Lord.
所以我们要来敬拜他。
And we come to worship him.
应该安静呀。
And we ought to be quiet.
我想这里很多可能很多我们大人都不会唱这首歌啊。
And I believe many of us adults cannot sing this hymn.
回家问问你们的小朋友。
So when you go back, ask your little, ask your child.
叫你们的小朋友教你唱哦。
And so ask your child to teach you to sing it.
所以在我成长的过程里面我是听着这首赞美诗长大的。
So in the process of growing up, I listened to this hymn.
所以从小就对这个会堂 然后对这个教会，对这个会堂啊，有一种特别的感觉。
So ever since I was a kid, I had a special feeling to the chapel.
那觉得这个会堂啊，非常庄严肃穆，而且非常神圣。
And so I felt this chapel is a very honorable and very mysterious.
哦，所以啊，有如果不是聚会的时候啊，其实我小时候不太进会堂的。
And so if I do not attend service, I would not often go into the chapel.
哦，有时候啊，只是在门口看一看，就从门口这样看一下啊，这个是神的地方哦，神就坐在这里哦。
And so sometimes I would just glance inside from outside of the chapel and say, "This is where God sits."
啊，这是神圣，这个是庄严的地方。
And this is a holy place where God dwells.
啊，所以当我们有时候进出会堂的时候。
So sometimes when we enter or go outside the chapel,
如果必须要进出会堂的时候
and do we absolutely need to go in the, or outside the chapel?
啊，我那个要特别特别的小心，特别特别的那个小声。
And we have to be especially quiet.
啊，要进出的时候那个要弯很低，最好都没有人看到。
And so when you are leaving, you might as well bend down so nobody is looking.
因为觉得这里啊是神所存在、神所临在的地方。
Because this is where God's Spirit dwells, and He is here.
啊，但是随着我们现在的社会环境的不同
，But because of our differences in our society.
啊，随着我们现在的人的个人的文化文明程度的不同
，And of course the differences in our culture.
啊，我们发觉说啊，现今的社会里面。
And in this current society,
啊，这个随着人的知识水平的进步
，and so because people are gaining knowledge,
啊，这个对神的敬畏却在逐步的减少
，but their fear towards God is decreasing.
那所以有些人说，我来教会是拜神呢
，and some people say I come to church to worship God.
啊，这个只是一个。房子啊，就是用什么木头啊，用那个石灰盖起来的房子啊。
And this is only a material house. It's built by wooden wood.
啊，所以我来这里拜神啊，这个环境不重要。
So when I come here, it doesn't matter the environment.
啊，所以哦，有时候啊，来到教会啊，就缺少了一个这个敬畏的心。
So sometimes when coming to church, we have this. We lack this heart of fear to God.
那我们来看看圣经上面啊，到底是怎么样教导我们的。
Let's see what the Bible teaches.
啊，我们来看一下。传道书的第五章。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter
5. 传道书第五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书五章第一节。你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。第二节
，Verse two，
你在神面前不可冒失开口，不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。第三节
，Verse three，
事物多令人做梦，言语多显出愚昧。第四节
，Verse four，
你向神许愿，偿还不可延迟，因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你所许的愿应当偿还。第五节
，Five，
你许愿不还，不如不许不。第六节
，six，
不要任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是许错了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手中所做的呢？第七节
，seven，
多梦多言，其中多有虚幻。你只要敬畏神哦。在这里啊，这个传道书的作者这样告诉我们。
So the author of Ecclesiastes tells us.
啊，这个传道书作者告诉我们说，我们到神的殿呐、啊，要谨慎脚步。
And so when we come into the temple of the Lord, we have to watch our footsteps.
啊，这个最后的结论是叫我们要敬畏神。
And the conclusion is that we have to fear God.
啊，所以在这一段里面记载的是我们一个人呐、啊，来到神的殿所必须要有的心态跟所要注意的警告。
And these are some of the characteristics for us when we come into the temple of the Lord.
啊，我们就来看看说在这里面、啊、这个传道书的作者，这个传道者到底要教导我们什么
？And so what is this preacher of this author trying to tell us?
啊，第一，他说。到神的殿要谨慎脚步啊
！And so guard your steps when you go to the house of God.
然后，所以在这里说啊，当你来到神的殿哦
So here, when you come to the temple of the Lord,
它不是讲说当你来到神面前哦。
And it is not saying come to the presence of God.
是神的殿宇哦。
It is the house of God.
啊，神的殿宇是什么？
And what is the house of God?
啊，当然就是神的教会啦。
And it is the church of God.
啊，所以这告诉我们说，当我们来到神的教会啊，必须要谨慎脚步。
So when we come to the house of God, we have to watch our steps.
啊，什么叫做谨慎脚步呢？
What does it mean to watch our steps?
哦，是我们说进来的时候啊，那个脚步要放轻。
And we said the steps we have to lightly come.
啊，这个是其中之一哦。
And this is only one of it.
啊，但是这个谨慎脚步啊，不是只有讲我们身体的部分。
And watch our step is not only talk about the physical aspect.
啊，而是我们的身心都必须要谨慎。
It's both the body and the heart. We have to be careful.
所以为什么我们说在会堂里面不可以吃东西，不可以喝水？
And why do we say we cannot eat or drink in the chapel?
不应该在里面喧哗啊，跑来跑去。
We should not yell or we should not run around.
因为这个是我们对神的一个尊重。
Because all of this is our fear to God.
所以今天这里告诉我们说，我们来到神的面前，我们要谨慎。
So we come to the house of the Lord, we have to be careful.
不只是我们身体要谨慎。
Not only our body.
在进出的时候啊，要小声。
When we go in or out, we have to be silent.
如果没有特殊原因啊，不在聚会当中啊，起来出去啊，进出走动。
If there's no for any special reason, we should not go out or come into the chapel.
这个不只是对讲道人员的尊重与否的问题。
And this is not only a respect to the speaker.
而更进一步的是你对这个在神的殿中聚会尊重与否的问题。
And it is actually your respect of worshipping in the temple of the Lord.
所以我们必须要谨慎自己的身心。
So we must be careful of our actions.
我之前在一间教会哦。
So once I was at a church.
有一天安息日的早上。
There was a Sabbath morning.
我看到一个年轻人啊进来啦。
I saw a young person coming in.
这是我看过最让人难以接受的年轻人哦。
And so this is the ones I seen that most difficult for anyone to accept.
哇，穿个那个短裤啊。
And so wearing shorts.
然后拿着穿着一个海滩裤哦，那个去在那个海滩啊，那种海滩的裤子，然后穿个那个背心呐。
So wearing a beach short and wearing a beach shirt.
然后拿个冲浪板就进来了。
And so
surfing board.
Carrying a surfboard inside church.
你有看过有人来安息日带冲浪板来的吗？
Have you ever seen anybody carrying a surfboard coming to church?
我说你怎么穿这样子来？
So I will ask, how come you wear like this to church?
结果这个年轻人说，我早上去冲浪。
Because I went surfing in the morning.
所以你不会换一下衣服吗？
And I asked, why don't you change?
这个年轻人啊，哇，很有道理哦。他说，我是用心来拜神。
And so this young person had a lot of reasons I come to worship with my heart.
你们不要用外貌来判断人。
So you shouldn't use the outer appearance to judge me.
现在的年轻人啊，这个圣经知识越来越多了。
And so the young person has more Bible knowledge today.
连那个反驳啊，都是用那个什么，用圣经的话来告诉我们的。
And so they'll reply with the words of God.
不要凭外貌论断人哦。
Do not judge based on appearance.
听起来很有道理啊。
It seems very reasonable.
但是一个如果真正尊重神的人。
But a person who truly fears God.
一个如果真正重视信仰的人。
And a person who emphasizes on their faith.
一个如果真正注重安息日的人
，a person who really emphasizes on Sabbath。
你会带着一个冲浪板进到会堂里面来吗
？Will you bring a surfboard inside church？
这个是我们的行为要表现出我们内心真正的世界。
And it is our action who shows our true heart.
我们今天啊，一个人如果去面谈哈，要去公司啊，去找工作去面谈。
If a person is going on interview today.
那个有时候只是一个小公司而已啊。
Sometimes it's only a small company.
那个面对一个小主管而已啊。
And you only interview with a small manager.
你还是啊，哇，赶快西装笔挺啊，哇，那个这个打领带啊，哇，这样子很注重的这样子去面谈。
And you still dress up very neatly in a suit to go into the interview.
为什么？因为你需要那个工作啊。
Because you need that job.
为什么？因为你希望给对方留下一个好印象啊。
Because you want to give a good impression.
因为你重视，所以你表现的在外在就表现出来。
Because you feel it's important, you show it outside.
所以今天一个穿短裤穿拖鞋的人来到教会。
So if a person wearing shorts or slippers come to church.
然后再告诉你说，不要看我的外貌，你要看我的内心。
And they say, don't look at my outer appearance, but look at my heart.
这个啊是 啊，这个啊，啊，这个内在跟外在差别太大了。
So there's too great of a difference in the inside and the outside.
啊，这个是真正有尊重神吗
？Do they really fear or honor God？
啊，当然，如果你没有其他衣服可以穿啊。
But if you really have no other clothes to wear，
啊，你这个哎，从春那个冬天到夏天啊，你就只有这一套啦。
And you only have this one set from winter to spring.
那没有办法，你就穿这样来教会，没有关系，这样神理解。
And then God will understand if you wear like this.
啊，但是如果你明明有选择
，But if you have a choice，
你明明可以把自己做的比较尊重、比较正式一点。
And you will emphasize and to dress neatly.
但是你不愿意
，But you don't want to.
啊，那就不是选择的问题啦。
And that is not a problem of choice.
而是对神尊重与否的内心的问题。
And then it is lies in your heart of your respect towards God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，当我们来到神的殿呢，你要谨慎脚步哦。
And so here it tells us that watch our steps when we come to the house of the Lord.
哦，因为在这里聚会啊，你坐在这里，神在天上查看。
Because when you sit here, God is observing from heaven.
啊，当然我们不需要穿不一定不是一定要穿西装来教会啊。
And doesn't mean we have to wear a suit to church.
但是至少你要穿的正式整齐呀。
You have to wear very appropriately and neatly.
啊，我有一次啊，在教会外面啊。
Once I was outside church.
我在那个 parish hall 的时候。
I was in the parish hall.
啊，不是纽约啊。
It is not in New York.
啊，我看到一个小朋友啊，一个慕道者带他的小孩来教会哈。
I see a true seeker bringing their child to church.
那个小孩大概十岁左右吧。
And the child's about 10 years old.
哦，他穿西装来，小朋友穿西装来哦。
And so the child wore a suit to church.
哦，结果啊，我们就看到有几个我们的弟兄姐妹就在旁边啊。
And see a few of our brothers and sisters on the side.
还跟他说，哇，你的小孩穿这么正式啊。
And then saying, oh, your child was wearing so neatly.
哇，好像外教会一样啊。
And so formally, and it's just like an outside church.
哦，我在旁边听了，脸就黑了一半啊。
And then when I listened, I was quite ashamed.
哦，说照这样子，我们的逻辑推理来说，刚刚这句话的逻辑推理来说啊。
And so according using this kind of logic reasoning.
如果是去外教会的人啊，他们通常我们的印象就是穿得整整齐齐，很正式啊。
And our impression of outside churches, they come to church wearing very formally and very neatly.
啊，来到真耶稣教会的信徒啊，那就不需要这样子啦。啊，这样子就要不然你就很像外教会啦。
And so as true Jesus Church, we don't have to wear like this. Otherwise, we'll be like outside church.
啊，这个其实这个逻辑是很有问题的哦。
So there are some problems with this kind of logic.
啊，所以我们今天呢，不是说今天一定要穿着西装笔挺的来教会。
So we don't have to wear suits or formally to come to church.
啊，但是哦，是其实是我们心中啊对这件事情的一个对来教会这件事情的多一份的尊重。
But it is actually one extra bit of respect that we should pay when we come to church.
我们自己身上。
For our own self.
对我们的孩子也是一样啊。
And same for our child.
啊，所以我们在非洲啊，在南美、中美洲啊，去看我们的教会的话。
So if we go to South America or into Africa and we see our church.
你会发现说那里人非常非常贫穷。
We know that they are very poor there.
啊，但是啊，当一到安息日的时候哦。
But especially when it comes to Sabbath.
哇，每个人都穿得非常非常正式哦。
And everyone wears very formally.
甚至小孩子也是一样。
And even the child.
啊，他们可能就有只有一套好的衣服。
They might only have one good set of clothes.
而这一套好的衣服平常是不准穿的。
And normally they are not allowed to wear the set of clothes.
他们可能只有一双鞋子。
They might have one shoe.
啊，这个鞋子是平常不可以穿的，平常都打赤脚的。
And they cannot normally wear this pair of shoes.
什么时候穿？
When can they wear it?
安息日。
Only on Sabbath.
那只有到安息日，他们就把那个孩子啊，哇，把他洗得干干净净的。
So on Sabbath they wash their cloth, their child.
啊，然后穿上最好的衣服，然后让他们穿鞋子。
And so they wear the best clothes and they wear the best shoes.
因为对他们来说，今天是要见神的日子。
To them, it's the day that they're going to see God.
啊，所以在表现上就多了一份的尊重。
And so on the appearance, they give this extra respect.
所以我们可以以他们作为我们的榜样。
So we can use them as our example.
因为我们今天所做的一些动作举止啊，会直接影响到我们下一代对安息日的认识。 世。
Because the things we do today will directly affect the next generation.
啊，当孩子在教堂里面跑过来跑过去的。
So when the child's running around in the chapel.
那你父母的反应会直接影响到孩子对安息日的认识。
And the parents, their reaction will directly affect the Sabbath day.
直接影响到孩子对会堂、对这个神的殿的认识。
It will affect the child's understanding of this chapel.
哇，跑来跑去，跑上讲台。
And so they run around everywhere and go on to the pulpit.
啊，如果父母在旁边看啊。
And if the child, I mean the parents are looking,
哇，好可爱啊！
Oh, that's so adorable.
哇，好有活力啊！
And it's so active.
哦，好有精神，好有真的哦，这个孩子很活泼哦。
It's a very energetic child.
啊，如果是我们这样子来教导我们的孩子，
if this is how we teach our child,
啊，长大你期望他能够多尊重这个会堂。
And when he grows up, how much respect do you want him to have for the chapel?
哦，所以我们今天啊，对孩子的教导，
so our the way we raise up our child,
啊，是直接凸显在我们对他的管教。啊，管教之上。
It shows on how we teach them.
啊，更要从我们自己本身做榜样。
And it starts with our own example.
啊，一个如果在聚会的时候。
When we are in the service.
啊，你的孩子坐在你旁边。
Your child is sitting next to you.
啊，结果啊，他看到的爸爸妈妈是常常跟旁边的人交头接耳在聊天的。
And he sees the parents always chatting with the person next to them.
啊，在他们的观念里面就是啊。会堂啊，就是拿来聊天的。
And in their mind, they are saying chapel is okay for chatting.
啊，只是没有瓜子，也不能喝茶。
But there's no desserts or drinks.
啊，所以我们的行为会直接影响到我们孩子对会堂的认识。
And so our actions will directly affect our child's faith.
啊，请问我们今天给孩子留下一个什么样的榜样
？And so I ask, what kind of example have you left for your child today?
啊，所以到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
So guard your steps when you go to the house of God.
我们看第五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
那第五章第一节说，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭。他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Go near, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather to offer sacrifice of fools who do not know what they do wrong.
那在这里说啊，我们啊要近前听啊。
So here's go near to listen.
啊，这个近前听啊，也是一样有两个意思啊。
And so this go near to listen have two meanings.
啊，也是一个是身体上面的。
One is also from the body.
啊，有时候我们来教会的时候啊。
So sometimes when we come to church.
但是我们传道者会在旁边观察一个教会，我们不讲，但是我们会在旁边观察一个教会。
Sometimes a pastor will silently stand aside to observe the church.
啊，要表现出一个要。看到一个教会它的状况啊，其实有很多不同的方向。
And so to see the condition of the church, they could view it from many different angles.
啊，但是从那个信徒进来坐的位置啊，也可以看出一点来啊。
And also from the position that the members sit in, we can also see.
哦，有时教会哦很好玩哦。
So sometimes churches are very interesting.
哇，那个后面坐满满，后面满满都是人啊。
And in the back, it's filled with people.
哇，椅子一张一张的搬进来。
And so the chair, they carry each one chair by chair inside the chapel.
哎，但是奇怪，前三排都没有人啊。
But very strangely, the front three pews have nobody.
没有人要到前面来。
No one wants to come forward.
哇，好像传道有传染病一样啊。
And it seems like the pastor has some contagious disease.
哇，离他越远越好。
And the further away, the better.
啊，感谢主啦，在纽约教会我们没有这种状况啊。
Oh, thank God that we don't have this situation in Queen's Church.
啊，我们这会堂里面总是坐得满满的啊。
And we are always have a full house.
啊，从前坐到后啊，都坐的都是满满的。
And whether it's from front or to the back.
啊，当然这是因为我们信徒人数多，会堂座位少哦。
And it's because we have much members and we have a small chapel.
啊，所以一定要从前面坐到后面啊。
And so that's why we need to fill up from the front to the back.
啊，但是有时候真的这种哦，我们聚会坐的位置哦，可以感觉。可以看出一个教会的状况啊。
And so sometimes based on how the seating arrangements are, we can see the condition of a church.
有时候想为什么要坐在后面
？And sometimes why people sit in the back.
啊，坐在后面比较不会被注意到啦。
Because when you're in the back, you will not be noticed.
啊，坐在后面哦，那个离那个门比较近哦，要溜出去比较方便啦。
And you're closer to the back door, you can escape easily.
啊，所以啊，有时候坐在后面啊，有它的好处哦。
So there are benefits in sitting in the back.
啊，但是我不是在讲纽约啊。
But I'm not talking about in New York.
啊，所以你们坐在后面的信徒啊，没有关系，不要紧张。
And so do not be nervous, those who sit in the back.
因为我们前面也有坐人啊。
Because we have people sitting in the front.
我们今天要是前三排都没有人，你们全部挤在后面，那就有问题啦。
And so today, if there's three pews are empty in the front, and you all sit in the back, there's a problem.
所以啊，今天来到会堂，我们要尽量的往前坐。
So when we come to the chapel, we have to try our best to sit forward.
其实我以前非常喜欢坐后面啊。
Actually, I love to sit in the back before.
我以前都喜欢坐在最后一排后面再加一个椅子啊。
And then I like to add a chair even behind the last row.
因为啊，这样子后面没有坐人啊，睡着也没有关系啊。
So there's nobody watching me when I sleep.
但是其实坐后面跟坐前面其实是有一点不太一样的。
But there's a difference sitting in the back and in the front.
因为坐在后面啊，你前面会看到很多的人。
Because when you sit in the back, you can see much people in front
of you. 有时候不知不觉当中啊，你会被人哈、哦，你会看看，哎，这个在做什么？那个人在做什么
？But sometimes unknowingly, you will pay attention. What is this person doing? The other person.
所以不知不觉当中，有时候你的注意力会有一点分散。
So unknowingly, your attention will be divided.
但是如果你坐在最前面的人呢、哦、
？But when you sit all the way in forward,
你已经前面没有人可以看啊。
There's no one for you to see.
你只能看传道啦。
All you can see is the pastor.
这样应该会比较专心啊。
So you will have more focus.
你总不好意思说一直回头去看吧。
And of course, you would not turn your head to look back.
所以啊，有时候坐在前面会比较容易专心，是真的。
So it is true that if you sit in the front, you will be able to pay attention better.
所以如果前面有座位。
So if there are seats in the front,
我们要尽量往前坐哦。
We should try our best to sit forward.
在这里说要近前听啊。
So here it says go near to listen.
因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭哦。
To go near to listen is better than fools offering sacrifice.
这里啊，这个近前听不只是我们身体啊，我们是要尽量往前坐。
It is not when we go near to listen, not only a body go forward.
同时也告诉我们说要有那个渴慕啊，哇，一直想过去，一直想过去这种渴慕道理的心。
But we have that a heart of zeal that wants to go near to listen.
很想听。
And that we really want to listen.
很想认识道理。
We really want to understand the word.
很想接近神。
We really want to draw near to God.
这个叫做近前听啊。
And this is go near to listen.
这里说近前听胜过愚昧人献祭啊。
And this says go near to listen is better than a fool offering.
在那个圣殿里面有两个主要的活动啊。
So in the temple there are two major activities.
就是一个就是到殿前祷告，到圣殿祷告。
And one is to go to the temple to pray.
另外一个就是到圣殿献祭。
And the other is go to the temple to offer sacrifice.
这个献祭啊，就是我们今天的奉献哦。
And so this sacrifice is for us as offering.
或者是今天做圣工哦，都是叫做献祭哦。
Or even for us is doing holy work.
这里告诉我们说啊，当一个人啊，能够有那个饥渴这个追求道理的心。
So when a person has a heart to seek after the words.
这个比献祭更好哦。
This is even better than offering sacrifice.
所以我们知道说，当玛利亚在玛利亚跟马大啊。接待主耶稣的时候、
So we know that when Mary and Martha, when they hosted the Lord Jesus,
马大很忙啊，哇，煮饭啊，照顾啊，然后要倒水，端茶倒水啊。
And Martha was extremely busy trying to cook, trying to prepare things to eat and drink.
结果玛利亚就坐在那边啊，坐在主耶稣的脚前听道理。
And Mary was right by the foot of Lord Jesus, listening to his.To him.
结果圣经上讲说马大心里忙乱哦。
In the Bible it says that the heart of Martha was disturbed.
所以他就不高兴啦。
And she was not happy.
所以他就跟耶稣讲说啊，耶稣啊，你看我这样一个人在这里这么忙啊。
And so she told the Lord Jesus, say, look, I am so busy by myself.
你怎么不叫我的妹妹来帮忙啊
？How come you did not ask my younger sister help me？
结果主耶稣怎么回答呢
？And so what did Jesus reply？
主耶稣跟他们讲说啊，马大马大，你为许多事情忙碌啊。
And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are busy. You are busy over many things.
但是啊，不可少的只有一件。
But there's one thing you should not lack.
这个玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分啊。
And Mary has already chosen the better portion.
所以什么是上好的福分
？And what is that better portion？
就是能够坐在主耶稣的脚前听道理，这就叫做上好的福分。
And the better portion is to sit by the Lord Jesus listening to him.
但是啊，我们今天也不是所有的人呐、啊，都是坐在主耶稣脚前听道理的。
And of course, today not everybody is able to sit by Lord Jesus listening.
今天啊，我们能够坐在这里聚会。
So today we are able to sit here listening.
因为有些弟兄姐妹牺牲自己在楼上帮我们准备饭食。
There are some brothers and sisters sacrifice themselves upstairs cooking.
所以我们做玛利亚，他们做马大。
And so we are Mary and they are Martha.
啊，但是我们等一下千万不要去笑人家。
But we should not make fun of them.
哎呀，你选择那个次要的福分啊。
You have chosen the least portion.
啊，我们选的我们的比较好。
We have a better portion.
哦，不是这个样子的。
It is not like that.
哦，这个能够进前厅听道理是好。
It is good that we can come to listen to the words.
啊，马大的服事也很好。
Martha's service is also good.
啊，只是啊，马大的服事啊，到后来啊，啊，变成一个抱怨啊，啊，变成一个抱怨的，变成一个抱怨，变成一个不满。
But the problem with Martha's service is that she complained in the end.
啊，所以如果一个人只会服事
，If a person only know how to serve，
但是不会听道理
，They do not know how to listen，
只会做马大
，They only know how to be Martha，
但是从来不做玛利亚
，But they never act like Mary。
啊，这种服事越多，以后出问题的几率就越高。
So the more problems arise when they the more they serve。
啊，所以不管我们在教会里担负什么样的工作
，So it does not matter what kind of task we take in the church。
啊，不管是做负责人，还是去帮忙准备一些饭食的工作
，Whether we're board member or cooking for church，
那我们都必须要啊，在安排上面都必须要安排有足够时间，让每个人都能够轮流啊来听道理。
So whether in our scheduling， we should schedule that everyone has adequate time to listen。
哦，这一点尤其对宗教教育的老师是特别特别的重要的。
And this point is especially important for the religious education teachers。
一个没有进到会堂里的老师。
A teacher that does not enter into the chapel.
啊，就没有资格站在学生面前。
And they have no right to stand before students.
啊，如果你自己从来不听道理。
If you do not even listen to the words yourself.
啊，你站在学生面前，你要教导他什么呢
？And you stand before your student, what are you going to teach them?
哦，所以作为宗教教育的老师。
So to be a RE teacher.
啊，即使我们很忙碌啊。
Even though we are very busy,
即使我们的工作被安排的工作很多
，Even though we are assigned with much duties,
我们一样要自己寻找机会啊，要走到，我们要来到会堂里面。
We must find any way to come to the chapel.
要自己找机会，要进前厅。
And we must find ways that we can listen very carefully.
因为进前厅啊，胜过愚昧人献祭哦。
And to listen.To listen, draw near and listen is better than a full offering sacrifice.
我们看撒母耳记上的第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上的第十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上的第十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳记上的第十五章二十二节。
First Samuel 15:22。
那这里说，撒母耳说：“神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”二十三节。
23。
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相等。你既厌弃神的命，神就厌弃你做王。好，那这个是神借着撒母耳对扫罗所说的话。
So through Saul, this is what God spoke.
哦，在这里啊，那个扫罗啊，哇，带着很多牛羊要来献给神啊。
Actually, through Samuel, what he spoke, so Saul brought much cattle and sheep.
啊，神说啊，我叫你把这些牛羊全部杀光光啊。
And so God says to kill all these cattle and sheep.
啊，你为什么把它带来
？Why do you bring it back？
啊，他说啊，我是带来要奉献啊，要献祭给神的。
He says I bring it back to offer sacrifice to God.
哦，听起来非常有道理哦。
It seems sounds very good.
为了神的为了要奉献给神来违背神的命令。
It is because to offer to God to disobey God's command.
啊，但是神在这里怎么说
？But what did God say？
说听命胜于献祭哦。
It says it is better to obey the voice of the Lord.
哦，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
It is better to heed than the fat of the ram.
哦，所以一个人愿意献祭是好。
So it is good for a person to offer.
能够奉献，能够参与圣工，能够帮助教会是好。
It is good to offer to sacrifice and to help church.
啊，但更重要的是我们在道理上面必须要了解。
But the more important, we have to have an understanding of the word.
哦，借着听到啊，借着听到 来认识神的旨意。
And through listening to the words of God, we understand His will.
因为认识神的旨意，使我们能够行在神的道中啊，不会走错。
When we understand His will, we will be able to walk on His path and not lead astray.
能够得到神的喜悦。
And to be pleased by the Lord.
好，所以在这里告诉我们说，要近前听。
So here we have to draw near to listen.
要这个近前听胜过愚昧人献祭。
To draw near to listen better than a fool offer sacrifice.
在后面讲说他们本不知道所行的是恶。
But in the end, it says that they do not they know the evil they do.
告诉我们说啊，如果我们不近前听啊。
So it tells us if we do not draw near to listen.
有时候啊，这个所做的是恶事啊，都不知道哦。
And it tells us that when we do evil, we will not even know it.
所以以色列人在。所以在弥迦书里面在写哦。
So in the book of Micah it says.
它上面写说啊，这以色列人来献祭啊。
So the Israelites come to offer sacrifice.
献祭是不是好事
？Is offering sacrifice a good thing?
献祭是好事啊。
It is a good thing.
但是为什么献祭到最后神非常非常生气
？So how come God is displeased in the end?
他说啊，你献祭越多啊，我越愤怒啊。
The more you sacrifice, the more angry I become.
为什么会这个样子
？Why is it like that?
因为他们没有近前听。
Because they did not draw near to listen.
因为他们没有听，所以他们不知道神到底要什么。
They did not listen, so they do not know what God wants.
所以虽然他们奉献。
Even though they offer,
但是他们献的是神所不要的。
But they offer what God does not want.
虽然他们献上祭物。
Even though they offer up their sacrifice.
但是那个祭物啊，祭物本身啊是有问题的。
But there's problems with the sacrifice.
所以因为献祭而最后来得罪神。
And so because of their sacrifice, they upset God.
可是那他们还不知道啊，不知道自己所行的是恶啊。
And the thing is, they don't even know the evil they have done.
所以我们今天啊，在道理上面一定要学习，一定要认识，一定要成长。
So for us today, we have to be able to grow and learn the words.
使我们能够在奉献、在服事的路上啊，不会因为没有知识来得罪神。
So on our path to sacrifice offering to God, we should not upset God.
这以色列人就是这个样子啊。
So the Israelites are like this.
明明啊，那个有效哈，那个效不可以现呐。
So there is that they cannot offer.
搞不清楚啊。
They did not make a distinction.
哇，一起烧，一起烧。
And they burned everything together.
明明啊，有的祭物啊是不能给，是只有给祭司的。
And so there are some sacrifices only for the priests.
搞不清楚啊！奉献完大家吃，大家吃。
And so after they offer it, everyone eats it.
所以因为没有这一方面的认识。
And because they don't have this knowledge.
所以他们所献上的他们所付出的努力啊，不但没有得到神的喜悦。
And so their effort was not taken by the Lord.
反而惹起神的愤怒哦。
But instead, it upset the Lord.
所以我们今天啊，在我们今天有心是好。
So it is important to have a heart.
但是有心也要有知识。
But to have a heart, we also need knowledge.
这个圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
这以色列人很热心。
The Israelites are very zealous.
但是啊，热心没有真知识。
But zeal without true knowledge.
所以啊，因为没有真知识哦。
Because they lack true knowledge.
所以啊，做的越多啊，得罪神越多。
So the more they do, the more they anger God.
神说啊，甚愿有一个人啊，把这个圣殿的门关上啊。
And so God even says there to shut the doors of the temple.
不要再来啦。
And no one should come in.
不要再献祭啦。
No one offer anything.
不想看到你们啊。
I do not want to see anyone.
所以啊，我们今天啊要献祭给神。
So today we're going to offer to God.
确定要我们心态要正确。
We must make sure our heart is correct.
确定我们道理要了解。
We must understand the words of God.
要有心。
We must have heart.
有热忱。
And to have a zeal.
但是更要有正确的知识。
But even more important, to have the true knowledge.
使我们能够按照正道，按照神的道理，按照正道来服侍神。
And so, using the words of God to serve Him.
我们看回来，传道书的第五章。
Let's turn back Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
传道书五章第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2.
这里说，你在神面前啊，不可冒失开口，不可。心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少哦。那这里告诉我们说啊，当我们来到神的面前
，So here it tells us when we come before the Lord，
我们已经谨慎脚步了。
We already have watched our steps.
我们已经近前听啊，有这个渴慕追求的心啊。
And we have already drawn near to listen. We have this heart.
这里讲到第三点。
Here talks about the third point.
他说你在神面前不要乱讲话。
And so do not be quick with your mouth.
不要冒失开口，不要心急发言啊。
And do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God.
有些人这个话可以话是随便乱讲的。
And sometimes people just speak very easily.
有时候那个讲话都不经过大脑思考的。
And they do not even think before they speak.
自己还觉得很得意哦。
And they even
自己还觉得自己很棒。
And they even think they are very good.
你看嘛，我是一个很单纯的人。
I'm a very simple person.
我是一个什么一根肠子通到底啊，我心里没有诡诈。
I have no deceit in my heart.
那个无知跟没有诡诈是不一样的事情啊。
And the foolish and the without deceit is different.
没有诡诈是你心里没有害人的意念。
And to have without deceit, that means you do not want to harm others.
但是无知啊，是你的脑筋啊，没有不会经过思考啊，随便乱说，随便乱讲。
But being a fool is that you do not even think what you're going to speak. You just speak freely.
所以我们不要把无知当成一种宝贝啊。
And so we shouldn't treat foolish as a treasure.
你看我好单纯，我好单纯哦。
And you look, I am so innocent.
神就喜欢单纯的人哦。
So God loves those who are innocent.
没有啊，那有时候你的无知啊，是伤害到身旁的人的。
Well, sometimes your foolishness will harm the people around you.
你那个不经过大脑思考的话，可能会造成教会的伤害。
So those words that you do not speak freely, you will cause harm to the church.
所以无知不是一个借口。
And so foolishness is not an excuse.
无知更不能当成我们伤害教会的一个理由。
It is not a reason for us to harm the church.
所以在这里讲，在神面前不要冒失开口。
And so here says, do not open your mouth easily.
所以圣经里面在告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible tells us.
我们来看一下，雅各书哦。
Let's turn to James.
我们看雅各书。
James.
我们看雅各书的第一章啊
，James chapter
one， 雅各书第一章的第十九节
，James chapter one verse 19，
雅各书一章十九节
，James 1:19。
十九节说：“我亲爱的弟兄啊，这是你们所知道的，但是你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说。”慢慢的动怒，二十节，因为人的怒气不成就神的意啊。那这里告诉我们说，我们要快快的听啊。
So here tells to quick to listen.
但是要慢慢的说。
But slow to speak.
如果你要生气啊。
And if you're going to be angry.
可以。
Yes, you can.
但是要慢慢的动怒啊。
But slow to become angry.
所以有人告诉我们说啊，神造我们啊，两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。
Some people say God created us with two ears and one mouth.
就告诉我们说啊，这个耳朵啊，多听一点。
So the ears should listen more.
嘴巴少讲一点。
And the mouth speak less.
要不然给你开造两个嘴巴。
So God did not create two mouths.
你跟左边讲一个，跟右边讲一个。
And one and talking to the left and the other to the right.
从早到晚讲个不停啊。
And so to all the way from morning to night to talk.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，你听可以快点听啊，多听一点，听快一点。
So it is good to listen quickly.
但是啊，讲话的时候要慢。
But when we speak, you should speak slowly.
但是讲话慢啊，不是说叫你啊，那个讲话要很慢的速度啊，不是啊。
It is not to that your speed of speech should be slow.
不要等一下聚会完了，到餐厅的时候，每个人讲话都这样慢慢的讲啊。
And so after service, everybody will eat lunch and speak like a turtle.
Turtle 啊。
No, speak very slowly.
要不然你看像我讲话，像传道讲话是速度非常非常的快啊。
The pastor speaks very quickly.
那我问题就大了啊。
And then I have a big problem.
没关系啊，你们快快的听啊。
So you have to quick to listen.
所以这里讲的这个慢慢的说，到底在讲什么
？So what is it trying to say here?
就是不要冒失开口，不要心急发言。
And so do not rush to express your heart.
你那个很着急啊，一直要讲个不停哦。
And if you're rushed to speak out and you don't stop.
啊，有时候你听不到对方在讲什么。
Sometimes you cannot even listen to what others are saying.
啊，有时候啊，你那个讲话啊，那个出问题你都不知道。
And sometimes there's problems that comes you don't even know.
啊，讲话伤害别人啊，你都不知道。
So sometimes you say something that harms someone you don't even know.
哦，所以啊，不要冒失开口，不要随便乱说话。
And do not rush to speak.
啊，不只是在人际之间啊，不只是对人呢、啊。
And not only towards other people.
啊，在神面前尤其是这个样子。
Especially towards before God.
在会堂里面
in the chapel,
都是弟兄姐妹
it's all brothers and sisters.
哦，所以但是我们讲话千万不要随便讲而伤害了别人
and so we shouldn't just carelessly speak to harm others.
哦，所以圣经里面诗篇里面告诉我们啊
so in Psalms it tells us.
啊，说箴言里面告诉我们啊
Proverbs tells us.
啊，里面讲说啊，那个在如果哈、哦，在还没有听完别人讲话，你就先回答的。
And those who have responded without even listening to what the others have said.
就是你还没有听完，你就赶快回答啦。
You haven't even finished listening, and then you respond.
圣经说这叫愚昧人啊。
And the Bible consider these people foolish.
愚昧人啊，自己以为自己什么都知道啦。
And they're foolish because they think they know everything.
啊，自己以为啊，自己一切掌控在你的手上啊。
And they think that everything is in their grasp.
啊，所以有时候我们看到有些人对话哦。
And sometimes we can see two people talk.
啊，有时候我在旁边看，为什么这个人，有的人啊，为什么大家不是很喜欢他？
And we can see how come many people don't like the other person, one of the person.
啊，不喜欢跟他讲话。
And why they don't like to talk with.
啊，有时候我们在中间会看到一些特质哦。
And in the observing, we can see some characteristics.
因为有时候在对话里面啊，那个人啊，会常常会认为我已经知道你要讲什么了。
Because while they're talking, the one person already knows. Already thinks he knows what the other person is talking about.
所以有一个弟兄就是这样哦。
So there's a brother just like this.
每次跟他讲话就是啊，不要讲，我知道，我知道啊。
And every time you talk to him, he'll say, "Oh, don't tell me, I know what you're talking about."
每次都是这样子 ，I know. 啊。
So every time he says he knows.
啊，所以他就不听啦。
And he does not even listen.
很着急的要讲。
And he's very rushed to speak.
啊，所以啊，久而久之啊，跟他讲话的人啊，就非常的厌烦呐。
So after a while, people who talk with them, they're very annoyed at him.
你什么都不知道。
You don't know anything.
你也不愿意听。
You're not even willing to listen.
那我干嘛还要跟你讲？
Why should I even talk, say it to you?
不只是在同龄当中是这样子。
And not among his own friends.
啊，有时候我们跟我们的孩子啊，亲子之间，我们也要注意这一点。
And sometimes, a parent and a child, they have to pay attention to this as well.
有时候我们也看到有些父母对孩子就是这样子啊。
And sometimes we can see a parent will treat their child just like
this. 你不要讲了啦。
You don't even need to say it.
我知道啊，我知道你要讲什么啊。
I know what you're going to say.
你是我生的，我还不知道你要讲什么吗
？I gave birth to you. Don't I know what you're going to say?
我告诉你，你就是不知道。
I tell you, you just don't. You really don't know.
哦，所以如果我们常常给孩子一种这种感觉
，If we give our child this kind of response，
就是你不要讲啊，我都知道哦。
That do not even speak. I know what you're talking about.
久而久之，孩子就不愿意再跟我们讲什么了。
And so after a while, our child will not say anything to us.
反正你也不听嘛。
Because you don't even listen.
啊，等到有一天啊，你发觉你跟孩子不能沟通了。
Until one day you realize you cannot communicate with the child.
啊，等到有一天你想要跟你的孩子说话，想要知道他的世界。
Until one day you really want to understand your child and what they're going through.
啊，他不跟你讲了。
They would not say it to you.
哦，因为当初你拒绝了我。
Because in before you rejected me.
啊，所以我已经没有习惯要跟你沟通了。
So I have no longer this habit of communicating with you.
哦，所以今天作为父母的。
So as a parent today.
我们必须要认知到一个现实。
We must know this one fact.
就是我们的孩子所经历的，我们可能不知道。
So what our child is experiencing, we really do not understand.
毕竟差了二三十年、三四十年啊。
Because there's a 20-30 year gap.
啊，他们所面对的环境、所面对的时代、所面对的考验、所面对的朋友是完全不一样的世代。
And so all the temptation, their environment, all their friends is all the things they experience.
啊，所以不要总是认为我们啊，完全知道孩子在想什么。
And so do not pretend like we know what our child is talking.
啊，从小建立一个让他们能够愿意跟我们说话啊，愿意跟我们沟通的这个桥梁。
But instead, we should build a good habit of that. Ever since they're young, they're able to communicate.
这种关系，这种桥梁可以是一辈子的事情啊。
And so this communication will last for a lifetime.
啊，所以我在看一篇报道哦。
So I saw this article.
他说有一个学校啊，台湾的一个学校哈，他们做了一个班级的学生做了一个调查。
So there's this school in Taiwan. They made a they did a study survey.
啊，那个是国小的学生哦。
And it's a elementary students.
他们说啊，请每个学生把你在家里最常听到爸爸妈妈讲的一句话把它写下来。
And so write down the most common phrase that your parents will say.
啊，结果啊，后来那个答案就出来了。
And the answers came.
啊，结果答案就是你很烦呢。
You are very annoying.
不要吵啦。
Do not make so much noise.
我知道。
I know.
哦，就是都是这一类的。
It is all similar.
去写功课啦。
Go do your homework.
哦，不要看电视啦。
Do not watch TV.
哦，妈妈很累嘞。
Mom's very tired.
哦，你就说那个孩子写下来说他们最常听到的就是这几句啊。
And so these are the common phrases that the child wrote down.
我说是不是在不知不觉当中，我们自己啊？这个停顿掉，这个砍断了这个沟通的桥梁。
Is it unknowingly we have cut down this line of communication？
那等到有一天孩子不跟我们沟通了
，Until one day the child no longer communicate with，
我们还不知道到底是为了什么
，And we don't even know why。
啊，所以这告诉我们说啊，我们不要心急发言啊。
So here tells us we should not quick to speak。
哦，不要冒失开口。
And do not speak so quickly。
哦，要学习这个聆听的艺术。
And we must learn this art of listening.
啊，同时啊，这里不只是在讲那个讲话的速度啊。
It is not talking about the speed in which you speak.
啊，同时也是在讲哈，一个人在神面前说话的一个态度。
But it is also the attitude that we speak before Lord.
啊，这里说因为神在天上，你在地下啊。
It says that God is on in heaven, you are on earth.
所以你的言语要寡少。
So let your words be few.
啊，你说这个寡少啊，这什么叫做寡少啊
？So what does it mean to the words are few?
啊，不讲话是不是叫做言语寡少
？When you don't speak, that means your words are few.
哇，那糟糕了！等一下聚会完了，没有人要讲话啊。
And that means nobody will speak later on after service.
哦，那个等下吃饭的时候坐面对面坐在一起。
And then everyone is eating when lunch.
哦，嘴巴捂着，啊。
And then everyone say we have to be quiet.
哦，不能讲话哦，要言语寡少哦。
We have to be few in words.
啊，其实不是这样啊。
It is not like this.
要不然教会里面讲话的人最多的是谁？
Who speaks the most in the church?
讲话最多就是传道啦。
It is the pastor.
然后这里说言语要寡少。
So here says that the words be few.
哦，是说我们呐，第一哦，不要随便乱讲话。
The one is that we should not carelessly speak.
啊，第二是哦，我们所说出的话，每句都要去经过思考。
And so every word we spoken should be have thought in it.
哦，所以不但不会伤害人
，Not only would it harm anyone，
还能够给人一些造就。
But it will be edifying for others.
我们来看一下路加福音的第十八章啊。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的第十八章的第九、第十节哦。
Luke chapter 18 verse 10.
路加福音的十八章第十节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 10.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。第十一节
，11，
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”十二节
，12，
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都献上十分之一。十三节
，13，
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人呐、啊！”我们在这里看到两个人的祷告哦。
So we can see the prayer of two people.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So one's a Pharisee, the other's a tax collector.
我们可以看到说啊，两个人祷告啊，哇，那个长短差很多哦。
We can see the length of their prayers are very different.
哇，那个税吏祷告内容非常多啊。
And so the Pharisee had much content in the prayer.
啊，神啊，感谢你啊。
Oh God, thank you.
啊，你看我不做这个，不做这个，不做这个。
I do not do this, that, or this.
我比这个人好，比这个人好，比这个人好。
I'm better than that person, the other person.
哦，你看我禁食，我奉献，我做的多好。
And I offer, I do so many good things.
哇，你看那个祷告啊，哇，讲的非常非常多，天花乱坠的啊。
And so there's much content in this prayer.
啊，但是祷告太多啊。
But there's too much prayer.
哦，祷告内容啊，太空洞啊。
And the prayer is filled with meaningless things.
哦，全部都是自己哦，我多好，我多好。
And it's all filled with how good I am.
哦，全部都是比较，别人不够好，别人不够好。
And it's all comparison that other people are not good as me.
啊，这里叫做啊自言自语的祷告。
And this kind of prayer is promoting himself.
哦，所以祷告太多，讲话话太多啊。话太多，有时候会变成自言自语哦。
And so sometimes when our prayers are too much, it becomes not good.
话太多是什么意思
？And what does it mean when the words are too many?
哦，不是说你祷告需要的太多或讲的太多哦，不是。
It is not that you are actually speaking too much.
而是你祷告的内容啊，都是不断的讲自己好。
It is that the content of your prayer is constantly saying that you are good.
哦，总是在祷告里面不断的去比较，去贬低别人。
And it's not your prayer is constantly comparing with other people.
哦，总是不断的称赞自己，觉得自己啊很优秀。
And it is all, it's not always praising yourself, saying you're always good.
啊，像这种啊，像这种话。叫做冒失开口，心急发言。
And so these kinds of the prayer is speaking too quickly.
啊，说太多啊，叫做自言自语啊，没有人在听啊。
And speaking too much that no one is listening.
啊，那个税吏啊，很简单，只有一句话。
But the tax collector is very simple, just one phrase.
他说啊，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人吧。
God have mercy on me, a sinner.
啊，所以因为啊，他这很单纯的一句话。
And because this is very simple words.
从那个内心深处里面啊，对神啊感到对不起啊。
And so from the heart, he felt that he was not good to he was not good enough for God.
啊，所以到最后啊，主耶稣说啊，这个人啊有义呀。
And then God at the end said, this person is righteous.
哦，能够在神面前呐、啊，那个闭口不言呐、啊。
That they're able to be silent before God.
哦，能够啊，在神面前、啊、言语寡少。
And they have few words before God.
哦，在神面前啊，只是谦卑悔改。
And they're only humbly humble themselves before God and repent.
啊，这种啊，在神面前叫做智慧人啊。
And these are the wise people before God.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，这个神在天上，我们在地上，所以啊，不要乱说话哦。
So God is in heaven and we are on earth. Our words should be few.
那、啊、在这里第三节说啊，事物多令人做梦，言语多显出愚昧啊。
In verse 3 it says, as a dream comes when there are many cares, so the speech of a fool when there are many words.
哦，这个事情多啊，会让人做梦哦。
So when there are many things, it will cause a person to dream.
啊，所以我们讲啊，中国人讲说，日有所思，夜有所梦哦。
And so people say that what happens in the daytime, well, you will dream about at night.
啊，因为你在睡觉之前，脑筋还是不停的在想一些事情啊。
Because when you're sleeping, your brain does not stop and think about many things.
啊，所以自然而然啊，就比较容易做梦啊。
Very naturally, you will begin to dream.
啊，所以这个事物多令人做梦，在讲的是一个事实，一个 fact， 一个事实。
So this dream comes many cares, it's a fact.
啊，在接下来啊，这个言语多显出愚昧，也是一个事实。
And this also is a fact when the speech of a fool, there are many words.
啊，所以啊，当你话说太多了
，so when you speak too much words，
哦，太急啊，一直讲个不停啊
，and then you constantly speak and do not stop，
啊，话多啊，言多必失啊，有时候就会哎，不小心就讲错了
，and then you will unavoidably speak something you shouldn't have said，
啊，所以啊，当一个人啊话说太快啊，话说太多
，so when a person speaks too much words and too quickly，
啊，他出状况的几率自然啊，比例上来讲自然会比较高哦
，and so the chances of them saying something wrong are very high。
那当你每一句话都是思考过之后再出来
，but if everything that you speak is thought of beforehand，
自然的速度就会比较慢。
And then naturally the speed will be slow.
啊，当然，自然你出错的几率就比较低啦。
And there's less chance for you to say something wrong.
哦，就像我们在吃饭一样哦。
And just like when we are eating.
啊，如果你吃饭如果都是用吞的。
If you swallow your food.
哇，你吃得很快啊。
You eat very fast.
啊，但是你噎到的机会也很多啊。
There's much chance for you to choke yourself.
啊，但是如果你每照那个什么健康的那个教导啊，你每一口饭要嚼100下啊，30下啊，每一口饭要嚼三分钟啊。
And so for a healthy eating habit, you have to chew your food at least each bite 20 to 30 times.
哇，都把那个什么白米饭咬成稀饭啊。
So you could even chew the rice to very like congee.
哇，那你这样子、哦、要噎到的几率应该是非常非常的低啊。
And there's a very low risk for you to choke yourself.
啊，所以啊，一样啊，讲话的艺术也是一样的啊。
And the same art of speaking.
啊，言语多啊，这言语多，言语快啊。啊、自然就会显出一个人的愚昧来啦。
And so much words will bring a person to become a fool.
啊，可不可以讲话
？Can you speak？、
啊、当然可以讲话啦。
Yes, you can.
啊，但是不要心急发言。
But do not be quick to speak.
不要冒失开口。
And do not be quick to open your mouth.
啊、哦，这个不要啊，言语急躁哦。
And so do not be quick to speak.、
啊、我们看回来，传道书第五章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4.
传道书第五章第四节， 那这里说你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你的许，所以你许的愿应当偿还呢、哦。那这里啊，讲到第四点，来到神面前的第四点。
So here talks about the fourth point when you come before God.
啊，就是许愿不可迟延哦。
That you're making a vow that you cannot fulfill.
啊，这个是这来到神的面前啊，我们有时候啊会跟神啊做一个许愿哦。
So sometimes we make a vow to God.
啊，跟神讲说，如果怎么样怎么样，你如果帮助我哈，我就怎么怎么样啊。
Oh God, if you help me this, then what I will do to back.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们说啊，向神许愿呢、啊，偿还不可迟延啊。
But here's that we should not delay in fulfilling our vow.
啊，你已经许了一个愿了。
You already have made a vow.
啊，你到时候那个神给你回应了。
So God has already gave you a response.
啊，千万不可以后悔。
And do not turn back.
啊，千万不可以改变主意哦。
Do not change your mind.
啊，更不可以讲说我搞错了啦，我许错了哦。
And especially don't say that I have made a wrong vow.
啊，这个在这里啊，要不然啊，这个叫做什么？这叫做愚昧人。
Otherwise, this is considered a fool.
那所以在之前告诉我们说，我们讲话不要随便乱讲。
And so beforehand, it tells us we shouldn't speak carelessly.
不要冒失开口。
Do not be quick to open our mouth.
同时在许愿也不可以冒失开口啊。
Same thing, our vows, we should not open our mouth quickly.
啊，有时候有些人就是这样子啊，许愿啊，哇，神随随便便就啊，神啊，你要是让我怎么样，我就啊怎么样怎么样啊。
And so sometimes people will do this, saying, God, if you do this, what I will repay you.
啊，这个叫做冒失开口。
This is to open our mouth too quickly.
啊，结果啊，神真的给你成就了。
And then God really answered your prayers.
哇，你后悔。
And then you regret making a vow.
啊，你说我搞错了啦，我讲错了啦。
And they will say, oh, I made the wrong vow.
啊，我没有要奉献十万啦。
I did not want to offer 100,000.
我不小心多写了一个零啦。
I mistakenly wrote an extra zero.
哦，这个在神面前，这个叫做愚昧人呐。
So in the eyes of God, this is a fool.
啊，神不是在意你那个许愿要还给他的这种的什么东西呀。
God does not pay attention. I mean, does not really care about what you're offering.
啊，你给神一万跟十万对神有差吗？
Is there a difference to God if you offer 10,000 or 100,000?
啊，对神是没有差别的。
Or there is no difference.
差别在哪里？
Where is the difference?
差别在说你的心意。
It depends whether it's from your heart.
是不是你对神的尊重
？Whether you respect God.
你答应的事你没有做到。
The things that you promise you did not do.
哦，这个是得罪神的地方。
And this is where you upset God.
哦，所以我们不要随便许那个我们做不到的愿啊。
So we should not make any vows that we cannot fulfill.
啊，所以啊，有一个弟兄啊，他在做生意啊。
So there's a brother who was doing some business.
哇，那个生意做得还不错。
And the business was very successful.
啊，结果后来啊，突然呢，搞生意出了一些问题啊。
And then all of a sudden, the business has some problems.
啊，被人家告了。
It will, does someone sue him?
哇，可能会破产哦。
They might go bankrupt.
哇，结果啊，祷告啊，哇，神啊，帮我啊。
And then pray to say, God, please help me.
哇，你要是能够帮我啊，我要奉献100,000啊。
If you are willing to help me, I'm willing to donate $1,000,000.
哇，那个哇，祷告的神啊，你要帮我。
Oh God, please help me.
啊，结果啊，哎，真的神看顾哦，神垂听他的祷告哦。
So God really heard the prayer.
啊，结果哎，这个案子啊，这个法告上法院，这案子啊，对方也愿意接受和解啊。
And so this case was settled.
啊，结果那个事情慢慢好转了。
And then things changed for the better.
啊，祷告神啊，感谢你的看顾啊。
Oh, he prayed again, say, God, thanks for your guidance.
哇，你如果能够让我把这整个案子都解决掉啊。
And then can you please solve the whole case?
我愿意奉献50,000呐。
I'm willing to offer 500,000.
哎，原本不是100,000吗？
Wasn't originally $1,000,000?
啊，结果哎，怎么开始好转就变50万啦、啊、
？And then why everything changed for the better? It becomes 500,000.
啊，结果啊，对方那个和解金额啊，结果原本很高的、啊。
And originally the
那个什么，就是庭外和解啊，就是 restore the case 啊。
Also the case was withdrawn.
啊，那他们要的金要的钱呢、啊，本来很高啊。
The money they won originally was very high.
啊，结果人家就降低，跟你协调嘛，就降低啦。
And so they lowered it and they solved the case.
啊，所以他就省了很多钱呐、啊。
He saved a lot of money.
他说啊，感谢主啊，主啊，你让我省了很多钱呐、啊。
And he said, "Thank God, you have allowed me to save so much money."
啊，如果我这件事情到最后能够哎全部都解决哦，对我的生意没有影响，我奉献100,000呐、啊。
And so if everything is settled, and then. It does not affect my business. I offer $1,000,000.
哇，那个。
I mean $100,000.
那个神要是在天上看了，觉得奇怪，这个人数学是怎么算的啊
？And so God in heaven is observing this person. How is this person calculating?
啊，为什么？因为一开始是走投无路嘛。
Because in the beginning, he was at a dead end.
哦，所以啊，哇，这个全部都给你啦，要帮我啊。
So God has given him everything to help him.
啊，但是现在问题慢慢好转啦。
And because everything is turning for the better,
看起来危机要过去啦。
It seems that the danger has passed.
好像没有那么需要神啦。
It seems that they don't need God as much.
啊，所以100万、50万，那最后剩10万啊。
And so from 1 million to 500. And then to 10,000.
啊，就我所知哈，就我所知道哈，他最后没有奉献十万啊。
And so to what I understand, he did not even offer 10,000.
他像十万还要扣掉一些他的损失哈，他就是啊，我因为要奉献十万嘛，啊，但是其实神啊，你看我还有律师费哈，我还有什么什么支出啊，哦，所以那个扣一扣啊，奉献3-4万给神啊，这样子。
And so, after the calculating 10,000, paying the other fees, lawyer's fee, then he only paid about 3,000-4,000.
聪明啊
！A very smart person.
哦，跟神玩这种游戏哦。
And he plays this kind of game with God.
啊，当然，为什么我们后来会知道这件事情
？And how did we know this the situation?
因为后来他生意破产了哦。
Because later on he went bankrupt.
啊，他之后后来去做见证啊。
And then he came to testify.
啊，见证说不要欺哄神呐。
And then he testified, say, "Do not cheat God."
真的不要跟神玩这种游戏哈。
And do not play this kind of game with God.
啊，所以啊，我们今天啊，在神面，神不是缺你那个100万、50万呐、啊。
So it is God does not need that $1 million or $500,000.
圣经里面神说，这个天下都是我的啊。
In the Bible says, God, everything under heaven and earth is mine.
他说啊，谁能够先给我，让我来还他呢？
And who can give me so that I can repay him?
他说一切都是我的啊。
Everything is mine.
啊，所以神不是缺你那个钱。
So God does not lack that little money.
但是神不喜欢我们跟他玩这种诡诈的游戏。
But God does not like us to play these kind of deceitful games with him.
哦，所以不要冒失开口，不要心急发言。
So we should not carelessly make vows and open our mouth.
更不要随便。
And do not carelessly make a vow.
啊，许愿要偿还。
And you have to fulfill your vow.
啊，你可能许了一个愿啊，你最后觉得说，哎呀，好可惜啊，就心里会有点舍不得啊。
And so you might originally make a vow that later on you regret making.
啊，但是啊，不要在神面前成为愚昧人哦。
But we should not become fools before God.
那许愿必须要偿还。
And we should fulfill our vow.
第五节
，verse five.
他说啊，许愿不还啊，不如不许啊。
It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it.
哦，所以你不许愿是没有关系的，没有关系啊。
There's no problem if you don't make a vow.
有的信徒很奇怪啊。
And some members are quite strange.
很喜欢许愿哦。
They love to make vows.
我一天到晚就是跟神啊，你给我这个，我就给你那个，好像在跟神做生意一样啊。
And it's like making business a deal with God. Say, if you give me this, I'll give you this.
哦，那个有的信徒很喜欢用交换的方式啊来跟神祷告哦。
And some members love to use this kind of exchange to pray with God.
坏习惯。
It's a very bad habit.
许愿不还不如不许啊。
And so it is better not to make the vow if you cannot fulfill it.
不许愿没有关系。
It's okay if you do not make a vow.
但是许愿不还叫做犯罪哦。
But if you make a vow, you do not fulfill it. It's considered a sin.
你看第六节哦。好，我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节说啊，不可任你的口使你身体犯罪哦。
Do not let your mouth lead you into sin.
许愿不还叫做犯罪哦。
And if you make a vow you do not fulfill it, it's a sin.
不要讲说我许错了哦。
And don't say that you have made the wrong vow.
许愿不还是犯罪，得罪神的事情哦。
If you don't fulfill it, you have sinned. You have sinned against God.
啊，为什么使神因你的声音发怒呢
？And so why should God be angered because of your vow?
啊，本来神是赐福给你的。
God originally intended to bless you.
保守你，看顾你，给你开路。
And to guide you, protect you, open a path for you.
啊，结果因为你后悔了。
Because you regret your vow.
因为你许愿不还
，because you did not fulfill your vow，
啊，因为你用诡诈的态度来对待神
，use a deceitful heart to cheat God，
啊，所以啊，神要因你的声音发怒哦
，and it's because of your voice God is angered with you，
啊，并且要败坏你手中所做的
，and will destroy everything on your hands，
啊，所以啊，这是圣经上告诉我们说啊，神是轻慢不得的啊，啊，这干来比哦，
do not take God lightly，
啊，不要想说啊，没有关系啦。
And we shouldn't say it's okay.
哦，所以啊，这神要发怒，而且要败坏你手中所做的。
Otherwise, God will be angry and destroy everything the work of your hands.
我们看一下四世纪的第十一章哈，一个乱许愿的人哦。
Let's look at a person who carelessly vowed in Judges.
哦，乱许愿的人啊，四世纪的第十一章。
Judges chapter 11. Judges 11 verse 30.
诗记第十一章三十节。
Judges 11:30。
耶说耶弗他向神许愿说：“你若将亚门人交在我手里。”三十一节。
31。
我从亚门人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，都必归你，我也必将他献为燔祭。三十四节。
34。
耶弗他 回米斯巴，到了自己的家里，不料他女儿跳着拿着鼓跳舞出来迎接他，那是他独生的，此外无儿无女啊。三十五节。
35。
耶弗他看见他，就撕裂衣服说：“哎哉，我的女儿啊，你使我甚是愁苦啊，叫我作难，因为我已经开口向神许愿，不可挽回。”哈。那这里讲到一个叫耶弗他的人啊。
So here talks about a person called Jephthah.
一个乱七八糟随便许愿的人啊。
A person who just carelessly made vows.
啊，他说啊，那个我如果去打仗啊，神啊，如果你让我得胜哦。
He says that if I go and fight, if you allow me to be victorious.
啊，当我回家哦，第一个出来的我就把他献上成为燔祭啊。
And then the person who, when I go home, the person who appears, I'll sacrifice.
什么是燔祭？
What is his sacrifice?
放到火上烧掉啊。
It's a burnt offering that you put on the fire to be burnt up.
这是什么样的许愿啊？
What kind of vow is this?
哦，结果他就回到家打赢了，真的打赢了，回到家啦。
And so he won, and then he went home.
结果第一个出来是他独生唯一的女儿啊。
And the person that first appeared, was the only daughter.
哦，所以乱许愿的结果就是这样子啊。
And so this is the result of a careless vow.
哦，结果啊，他就失去了他的女儿哦。
And then he lost his daughter.
哦，所以我们不要乱许愿。
So we should not carelessly vow.
哦，我在想说，耶弗他原本许愿的时候在想什么？
And so what was Jephthah thinking when he was vowing?
哦，他家里就那么几个人啊。
He only had those few people in his house.
就只有他太太啊。
His wife.
啊，他只有一个女儿，没有儿子，没有，就只有一个女儿啊。
There's only one daughter, no son.
所以回到家来，第一个出来迎接他的会是谁
？So who will be the first person to greet him？
啊，可能以为是他太太哦。
He probably thought it's his wife.
啊，结果女儿先出来啦。
So the daughter appeared first.
哦，我在想说他到底在想什么
？So what was he thinking？
啊，可能想说啊，搞不好我们家狗会先跑出来啊。
Maybe they think that the dog will come out first.
哦，一只鸡先跑出来啊。
Or a chicken.
啊，就可以把狗啊，把鸡就把它献上啊。
Could offer up the dog or the chicken.
哦。这些是不能献祭的哈，这个是污秽的，不可以献祭的哈。
Oh, these are actually, we cannot. I mean, you cannot.
可能一只羊跑出来可以吧？哈，羊跑出来就把它献上啦。
Maybe a sheep comes out, he can offer it.
随便乱许愿，结果女儿先出来啊。
So he carelessly vowed, and the daughter appeared.
所以他说我甚是愁苦啊。
And he says how wretched I am.
哦，所以啊，不要乱讲话，不要乱许愿。
So we should not speak quickly and make careless vows.
更不要随便帮人家许愿。
And do not make vows for other people.
哦，有那个父母哈，有那个妈妈哈，父母会许愿哦。
Oh, sometimes the mother will make a vow.
帮孩子许愿。
The mother will make a vow for the child.
啊，神啊，我许愿啊，我这个孩子让他做传道。
And the mom say, I make a vow, my child become a pastor.
啊，这叫做乱许愿呢。
And this is considered a careless vow.
孩子做传道是不是好事？
Is a good thing for the child to be a pastor?
是好事。
It's a good thing.
但是我们不能拿孩子来许愿。
And we shouldn't take the child to make vow.
啊，这是不对的。
This is not right.
啊，所以你怎么知道他以后要不要做传道
？And how do you know they will be a pastor?
你怎么知道神有没有要拣选他做传道
？How do you know that God has even chosen them to be a pastor?
你可以说什么
？What can you say?
你说神啊，我愿意。啊，我愿意啊，栽培我的孩子，希望有一天他能够被你所用。
You can say that I am willing to train up my child that one day he might be used by you.
如果你愿意啊，请你能够你愿意的话，可以让他成为服侍你的器皿，成为传道。
And if you're willing, you can use him as a vessel.
啊，这是期望。
This is a hope.
啊，你就要尽力啊，去教导，去养育啊。
And then you have to spend much energy to train up this child.
但是许愿是一个合约哦。
But a vow is a covenant.
啊，这个许愿，这个两边这样立约一立下去，就不能打破了。
So this covenant is between two parties, and you cannot break it.
哦，所以当你的孩子最后没有做传道
，And so in the end, when your child is not a pastor,
神不会去找你的孩子啊，神不会去找他的麻烦啊。
And God will not find problems with him.
啊，找那个许愿的人的麻烦啊。
Will find the person who made the vow.
哦，所以不要随便帮别人许愿啊。
So do not make vows for other people.
哦，你可以替他代祷，替他祈求，可以。
You can pray and intercede for them.
但是不能随便许愿哦。
But do not vow for them.
哦，所以啊，这里告诉我们说啊，我们那个许愿要有智慧，许愿啊，不可以随便开口。
So here tells us that we should not open our mouth carelessly to make vows.
啊，不可以违背道理。
and to not go against the truth.
啊，然后许愿不可以拖延，不可偿还不可以延迟。
And do not delay your fulfilling your vow.
啊，所以啊，有些人啊，许愿啊，有时候真的是乱七八糟许哦。
And so sometimes people they carelessly make vows.
啊，跑去买那个乐透。
And they go,
啊、跑去买拉头啊、哦、
！They go buy a lotto.
许愿啊，神啊，如果你让我中特奖啊
！And God, if you allow me to win this lotto,
哇，这一期哦，2000万啊，1亿啊，啊
！So I will offer up $1 billion.
啊，这一期啊，要是让我中了哈、哦，我献十分之一啊
！And I will offer one tenth.
啊，没有，我献十分20%啊，我献十分之二啊
！I will offer up 20%.
啊，我给你盖教会。
I will build a church.
哦，这叫什么？这叫乱许愿的、啊。
And this is called careless vows.
第一啊，神绝对不会让你中啊。
So first, God will not allow you to win.
你要是真的中了，你信仰就出现危机了。
Because if you really win, then your faith will be in danger.
会很危险的、啊，很危险。所以不要乱讲话啊。
Also, don't speak carelessly.
啊、哦，这是违背信仰原则的事情啊。
And these are all against the truth.
啊、哦，这种违背信仰的事情不要做啊。
So don't do the things that are against the truth.
哦，好像是说啊，你跑去赌场哦。
It seems like you go to a casino.
基督徒不应该赌博嘛，对不对
？Because Christians should not gamble.
啊，你跑去赌场要赌博
？You go to a casino to gamble.
还赌博之前还先默祷。
And then you pray in silence before you gamble.
啊，这个叫做乱七八糟。
This is called doing things very wrongly.
神啊，让我赢啊，让我赢啊
！God, please let me win.
我赌赢的全部奉献啊
！Everything that I win, I'll offer.
啊，这种不叫什么许愿啊。
This is not a vow.
这叫没知识，没智慧。
And this is without knowledge and wisdom.
哦，所以我们今天不要做一个没有知识、没有智慧的信徒啊。
So let's not be a member that has no wisdom or knowledge.
哦，许愿啊，必须要不许愿不可以替别人许。
So we cannot make vows for other people.
许愿偿还不可延迟。
And we cannot delay our fulfilling the vows.
还有许愿不可以违背圣经的教训。
And so our vows should not go against the truth of the Bible.
啊、哦，这个是教导我们许愿的啊，在神面前呢 啊许愿哈、啊，必须要小心的部分哦。
And so this tells us the things that we need to be careful in vowing before the Lord.、
啊、我们看回来的、啊、传道书第五章哦。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
传道书五章第七节。
Ecclesiastes 5:7.
那这里说多梦多言，其中多有虚幻啊，你只要敬畏神哈。哦，所以在这里这个传道者最后的结论啊。
So the author says the conclusion.
哦，这个讲太多话、啊、有时候很空洞啊。
So there's many dreams, actually words of meaninglessness.
哦啊，但最后你只要注重一点。
But one thing you should pay attention.
你要敬畏神。
That you shall stand in awe of God.
哦，什么叫敬畏神
？What does it mean to stand in awe of God?
哦，就是不只是要尊重。
Not only should we honor.
而且是要害怕。
It is to stand in fear.
哦，必须要害怕。
We need to have this fear.
我们现今的人啊，生活在一个很自由的社会啊。
So we live in a very free society.
尤其我们注意在那个什么，我们在新约常讲神是爱，神是爱啊。
So especially in the New Testament, we emphasize that God is love.
哦，所以随着我们这个观念里面啊，新约的神是爱啊。
So our concept that God is love.
搞到最后好像做什么事情都没有关系啊。
And it seems that everything we do is okay.
啊，其实希伯来书里面告诉我们啊。
But Hebrews tells us.
说我们的神乃是烈火啊。
Our God is a consuming fire.
哦，是的，你乖的时候他是爱啊。
Yes, when you are obedient, He is love.
哦，但是啊，当你违背神。
But when you disobey God.
啊，当你在神面前放肆啊。
And when you go loose before God.
当你对神失去那个敬畏的心啊。
And when you lose the heart of fear towards God.
他说我们的神乃是烈火。
That our God is a consuming fire.
会惩罚的。
He will judge.
他说我们今天来到神的面前。
So we come before God.
在神的殿中。
We are in the temple of God.
哦，真的不要把神对我们的客气当成随意啊。
And so we should not treat God lightly.
哦，所以我们要有那一份的尊重。
So we must have that reverence.
要有那一份的敬畏。
And that heart of fear.
如果我们心里能够常常存着对神的敬畏。
If our heart is always have fear towards God.
哦，尊重神。
We respect God.
尊重讲台。
And to respect the pulpit.
尊重神的会堂。
To respect the chapel temple of God.
相信我们啊，很多行为都会改变。
I believe.Many of our actions will change.
哦，这个进来啊，手机会关掉。
So first thing when we come in, we will shut off our cell phones.
哦，我们不会在会堂里面讲电话。
We will not talk in the chapel.
啊，不会啊，拿杯水跑到里面来喝。
We will not bring a cup of water to drink in the chapel.
哦，不会啊，让孩子跑来跑去，没有人管。
And we will not allow the children to run around aimlessly without anybody taking care of them.
多一份敬畏的心。
So we have this extra heart of fear.
我们在地下。 我们在地上。We
are on earth.
啊，神在天上看着我们。
God is observing us from heaven.
什么时候
？When?
现在。
Right now.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗241首。
Let's sing him 241.
现在要一起来做聚会，上午聚会结束的祷告。
So going to make a concluding prayer for this morning's service.
我们在祷告当中，为那些今天没有办法来守安息圣日的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So in our prayer, let's especially pray for those brothers and sisters that cannot attend Sabbath with us.
求主给他们力量，能够在这个神的圣日里面一样能够享受主里的安息。
And so may God give them strength that they are able to gain rest on the Sabbath.
求主耶稣给他们开路，使他们以后的生活能够神给他们开路，使他们能够安息日来到教会。
So that God can open a path for them that they can come to Sabbath.
同时也为